Well, if it were up to the NLTA, schools in Harbor Breton would be closed. The public health investigation into three cases of COVID-19 continues, and residents there are undergoing rapid testing. The teachers' union would also like to see more students wearing masks in all schools. So to talk about these and other issues, we have Dean Ingram on the line. He is the president of the NLTA. Good morning, Mr. Ingram.
And good morning to you, Chrissy, to you and your audience.
So what do you know about the situation with schools in Harbor Breton in light of the COVID cases in that town?
Well, I want to clarify, if it was up to the association, if it was up to the NLTA, our schools would have the same safety measures, the same precautions we see in other public buildings. And that's been our concern since the outset, that we have concerns and we've raised these since July, that there are certainly several and numerous inconsistencies between the public health precautions that are required for community spaces and workplaces as compared to the measures we see in place for our province's schools.
And, you know, I mean, what we've heard from the municipality, I guess the municipality has kind of taken the lead in one area, but the schools, of course, provincial jurisdiction. I mean, what do you make of that?
Well, it's something there. We think that there has to be clear messaging coming, clear, consistent, explain these things. I mean, it seems apparent that the rule of operating with an abundance of caution, which we commend those communities, I mean, Harbor Breton, previous to that, Deer Lake, that the rule of operating with an abundance of caution applies to every government public health decision, except when it comes to school closures amid potential community spread and possible exposure of school-aged children to the virus. I understand that since then they have done a series of testing, but there has to be a clear messaging to the community. In the absence of clear messaging, that raises unnecessary concerns for everyone. And parents are concerned. We have to ask the question, how does government justify to worry parents, to students, to school staffs, that while it's not for town facilities, shops, businesses to be operating, but those same individuals are expected to attend class? When we know in our province schools at present, there is little or no physical distancing. There's weak or no mask requirements. And these are the reasons that we've been advocating for these measures. And we're certainly urging government to be more transparent their decision-making process when it comes to school closures when there's potential community spread of COVID-19.
So are schools open there today?
In Harbor, my understanding is they have completed the testing protocols and procedures. I understand there has been communication gone out. And while the school in Harbor Breton was closed on the first day, from that point forward, they weren't. But again, speaking to the level of anxiety and angst the community is feeling, we know that in Harbor Breton specifically, the attendance was extraordinarily low all of last week. We know that previous to that, in Deer Lake, attendance was extraordinarily low during that period of time. And our position has been clear from the outset. There are major inconsistencies between the public health precautions that are required for community spaces and workplace as compared to the measures that are in place for our province schools. Safe communities require safe schools.
I was just curious what you've been hearing from teachers in Harbor Breton.
There's a lot of anxiety, a lot of angst. I had outreach at the time, not only from teachers, but from parents. And in my capacity as an online educator, I've taught students in that community over the years, and I've had outreach from former students with raising the same concerns. The parents, the school community at large, were very concerned. And in the absence of a clear communication, absence of confirmation of testing, all those protocols, this anxiety translated into parents making the decision themselves to keep their children home. These are the things that we need to have a clear communication pattern, a clear set of protocols and procedures. And at the COVID briefing last week, we were certainly troubled to hear the chief medical officer say that even if there is a confirmed case of COVID in the school population, that wouldn't necessarily trigger school closure. That's concerning. If government is not prepared to take the step to close schools when there's a potential case of COVID-19, parents have every right to know what's going on in order for them to make an informed decision as to the safety of their children, the safety of their families.
You mentioned that parents are keeping their children home from school. I mean, help us understand what's happening there. Are the children learning virtually from home? I mean, what's happening with the lessons in the meantime?
I haven't received any detailed information on that, but I do know that teachers have and always will do what they can within the confines of what they have to work with. These are the things that I have all the confidence of our teachers, but I haven't had any direct information in terms of the learning plan other than this the school is open for students or parents. Again, I have no idea. I haven't heard what's happening this week. I know there has been communication sent from public health, and we'd urge that all these things be clear, concise, and detailed information. We need to get clarity on the protocols as to what will happen in schools in these situations. These are the things we've been asking for, and again, it comes back to this premise. The rule of operating with an abundance of caution applies to every government public health decision, except when it comes to school closures, amidst potential community spread and possible exposure of school-aged children to the virus.
Based on what you've learned so far from the situation in Harbor Breton and Deer Lake, for example, I mean, what do you want to see happen going forward when, you know, there is a potential case of COVID-19 or contact with COVID-19 in the schools?
We've maintained that the measures need to be put in place for our schools that mirror other public venues. We want to see that put in place. We need further transparency in the decision-making process. We need mandatory mask wearing. We need proper cleaning protocols. And over the Christmas holidays, I would certainly urge government to provide the district full and complete access to any non-resource to ensure that over this break, Christmas break, the necessary cleaning in our schools is maintained and actually done and developed so that our best path to a productive new year runs through adhering to these measures. We will never know if we've been too cautious, but we may find out very quickly if we haven't been cautious enough.
You know, there's only a few days left before school holidays. Like, what is happening in terms of preparing students and teachers for a possible second lockdown?
Well, we certainly appreciate that the district is trying to be proactive. We know there's a memo sent out to school communities advising to take personal effect out of the school. We'd support that. This level of proactivity is something that would have been beneficial in the early days of COVID from March onwards. Hopefully, things don't change over the Christmas break, but if they do, it's better if students have their materials home with them. And it's not an uncommon practice to facilitate cleaning of buildings. These are the things you want to see, and right now, present, there's no indication the province would be moving to an online model, but if it does get that point, there needs to be professional learning to ensure that there is expertise on the technical side, but also on the teaching technique side as well, the pedagogy. It is different, and we would expect that any professional learning would provide during the workday with appropriate leave measures.
I mean, final question here. I mean, is everyone ready for a virtual learning, you know, gear change?
There are some concerns we expressed undoubtedly. There are things that we know will need to be put in place. The issues surrounding connectivity, all those things, these are things that need to be worked through, and there needs to be a proactive approach to this. And we'd urge all levels of government, the school district, and the entire school community to be proactive in ensuring that should we need to go there, we are ready to do so.
All right, Mr. Ingram, thank you so much for your time this morning.
I might make one last point. I want to extend Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays to everyone. We hope the season is an enjoyable one for everyone, but urge everyone to adhere to the public health measures everywhere. The best path to a happy new year runs through ensuring we all follow them. Thank you so much for having me on.
Oh, thank you as well, and Merry Christmas to you too.
Thank you.
That was Dean Ingram, president of the Newfoundland and Labrador Teachers Association. Let us know what you think about what he had to say. The morning line numbers are 576-5259 or 1-866-576-5259.